card with him, but I'd be curious what the card says.
Okay, do we have a BOE?
Yes. It should be with my stack. Okay.
Do you know what BOE number was?
34.
Oh.
Was he
slide
for today?
Or? Mm-hmm. Yep. Let me see.
I'm not showing any
okay. We've got, it says number 234.
234?
234. A 2?
I did not get a paper with his.
It may have been this morning.
And it might be, sometimes they interject numbers.
Yeah,
the other one.
Sometimes you don't know what that's called.
On that one, what does he have on the card and what is
his? He cannot find his card, so I'd be curious what.
The card is 276-110, so we're gonna, I don't know, I can't find 234 here, so.
I can't find it on the docket.
But he, I
well,
mean,
we have
be...
a 239, a 237.
But he's still on the BOE, so we could push it in there, couldn't we?
He was here on the 14th, and he was not.
Oh, so we tabled.
He's the one that was tabled until the 27th.
Okay, well, let's.
Okay.
So it was in my packet of stuff.
Yeah, he was tabled.
Can we pull up?
Was his
just
a classification, or was his?
At that time, yes, a classification because we did not know about.
Right, the card. So, do we have a property address? Can we pull his up or parcel number so we can see what it is, and then what the card?
Would you have to go find his documentation, or do you have it?
That doesn't matter.
She said his card was 276-110.
What did the value go up to on?
What are we getting ready to see? It's looks to be, is that
302? Make a motion that we, well, which one is this?
BOE number 234.
BOE 234 that we change the assessed value as it was on the card to 276-110.
I second that. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
What was that number again? I'm sorry.
BOE 234, and the number is 276-110.
Is there anything more you want to add on the classification issue? I think that's all of your property, right?
Yes, I do have one other question on one other card I have. It's a lot, and it doubled in value. It's just a lot being built on. Last year was 2,420. This year is 5,000. According to my card.
Have you done any improvements on the property yet?
They just started building this month.
But did they improve it with, like, septic or wells or anything else that we could have?
May I try and explain this?
Yeah.
2020 was an even number year. Therefore, if the property was split in 2020, I have to make the two properties match. Therefore, if it was one lot coming off another lot, the two properties would have been at your value. 2021 is an odd number year. I can go back and raise it up to our lot values of $5,000.
Okay.
That's what they were sending contractors' lots at the other day.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Was this split?
No.
You want to give me a partial?
Sure. It's 18-7.0-26.
What was that?
18-7.0-26-0031-0099.032. Are we at Branson Cove?
Yes.
Okay, so you own a lot in Branson Cove?
Yes.
Okay. And the valuation was 2,420.
420,
mm-hmm. And it went to 5,000. I mean, I don't think we have a BOE number here on this. I'm just going to say we had a developer in here looking at developer lots, and they were not over 5,000, and I mean, gotcha. I know what that is. So,
okay. Well, I thought I'd ask since.
Oh, sure. No, it's a fair question. So, but what he's saying is when they plat it out, it become, I mean, they're, regardless, 5,000.
Mm-hmm. Sure. No, it's no problem.
Yeah. And we are adamantly working on a decision for the classification issue. I have shared with everybody. I don't know if they already shared since they've been in here.
Not yet,
whatever comes about on this is not going to be perfect, but hopefully it will be better. So, yeah. At any rate.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So thank you, Tyann, for coming in. And sorry about the, in my estimation, some type of clerical error on that. Nothing's sure. worse than coming in and going, no, it's worse. So, like,
Mrs. I do have a question.
Yes, absolutely.
The Taney County has a merchant license that's now apparently required of nightly rentals.
Okay.
When did that happen?
It's not Taney County.
It's not. Well, no. There's Taney County.
Mona's sending them out.
Oh, that's new to me.
It's new to everybody. We're the Board of Equalization, not planning and zoning.
Gotcha. Okay, so I just want to bring up a point.
Okay,
that
sure.
The Hancock Amendment states a new license or tax cannot be done without voter approval.
Okay.
So I'm questioning, was this new merchant license to say that we have to pay these additional taxes and commercial basis and things like that, was that ever voter approved?
I mean, the obvious answer to that is no. And I understand licenses and fees and all that are a way of taxing us as taxpayers.
Right.
So without calling it a tax. Just so too, on the Hancock Amendment, because we've deliberated the Hancock Amendment dozens of times in here over the past 2 weeks, mm-hmm. The Hancock Amendment as pertains to property tax has to do with the overall assessments of the county.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as that doesn't exceed the cap, then they can be within the realm of the Hancock Amendment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we can be within that. And that's going to depend upon the levy that the school has, you know, Hollister School.
Sure.
And I imagine, you know, the dollar amount that you're seeing here on this, you know, I've had a talk with a couple superintendents, can't guarantee, but very likely the levy is going to be lessened a bit. So that dollar to dollar amount that you do see on the card
mm-hmm.
won't be exact. Hopefully there'll be some type of, you know, relief in that regard. It's not going to be, doesn't mean it won't go up,
mm-hmm.
Even on the significant portion, especially for a nightly rental. But it's overall, it doesn't apply to you individually or me individually, unfortunately. Yeah. So, evidently Mr. Hancock was in government too long to care. But anyway, I appreciate it for the Hancock Amendment. Let's think how bad it'd be if we didn't have that.
I know, right?
So you can, I mean, you can get a raise on your taxes, still a significant amount, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
and still be within the Hancock Amendment rule. So, and I'm telling you that not to say I agree with that, okay?
The last thing I did have, in case you guys didn't have them already, is little QR codes to all of the cases where there were court rulings that vacation rentals are residential classification versus commercial.
I would like how many copies do you have?
One for each of you.
Well, awesome. Well, come on up. I feel like I'm on Shark Tank now. Hey, we got one for each of you.
Are you an attorney in your real life?
I am not. I just try to be organized when I procrastinate.
The assessor would like one also.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
That was
me. Tyann, can I ask you this?
Yes.
And first of all, I got to figure out how to use a QR code.
Open your camera on your phone and scan it. That's all.
Well, I have a question. Yeah. On the any of these have to do with tax classification? Because I'll let Mr. Akers.
Yeah, what? And we had a lawyer in here that was also discussing this with on these things. The problem that you have is that people are trying to take definitions from one part of the law and using another another part of the law. The Mullins case I'm familiar with, and some of these other cases. Part of the problem we've tried to, just so you know what we're going through, we've tried to look to other jurisdictions to look for some guidance in this issue. Mm-hmm. And most all of the case law that comes out, even the case law in Missouri, is either an HOA or a city trying to prohibit somebody from doing nightly rental, okay? Mm-hmm. And what they're saying in most of those are that we're going to read these zoning codes or the HOA, you know, covenants and restrictions very strictly. And in those cases that you're citing, we'll say that these allow, because this is not a commercial use, you know, within mm-hmm. the definitions that they're using there.
Right.
The problem is that how something is zoned isn't necessarily how it's taxed, okay? Because if that were the case, then the Board of Adjustment and the Planning and Zoning Board would be determining your taxes, not the assessor and us. So those definitions can be helpful, especially because Missouri has a not much on this, okay? I mean, if you were to use the Missouri Supreme Court case that has to do with Shipman case, which everybody knows about, then you just talk about availability and you'd be 100%. And indeed, if this ever gets appealed, you may be facing that.
Which I'd like to counter that.
Yeah, so, and you'll get a chance to, but yeah. here's what's going to happen. And I know that they're a commercial property, and I'm not saying we agree with it, okay, in that case. But whatever we do here, and we're going to do our best to treat, you know, people as a county as a whole fairly, whatever we do, somebody's probably going to appeal it. It's probably going to go to the tax commission because our legislature, from what we've heard in here, has been put on their table at least twice, and they've punted, you know, both times, which, you know, gosh, I'm surprised. But they'd rather us do it. So what they're going to do is they're going to have us make a decision, and somebody's going to appeal it. Somebody, you know, somebody's not going to like it. They're going to appeal it. We're going to go to the tax commission, and the assessor will then get an answer on what to do, and there won't be any question for her either. But maybe everybody will love what we do. I don't know. But we're going to try to make a decision on classification here today or tomorrow. But it's not, tomorrow at this point, at the earliest. But that's the problem we have. Right. And plus the other problem we have is a lot of states don't have their tax, they don't have a board of equalization mm-hmm. like this. They don't have the counties determine that. They have it at the state level. It's harder to apply it. Mm-hmm. So we have had a hard time finding stuff that is directly on point.
Right. Well, and a lot of states don't even have property tax.
Right.
Yeah.
So we
get to deal with that, don't we?
Yeah. Please tell your legislator.
But if you look at the other way of looking at that, we don't have the property taxes that other places do either.
Right. We don't.
So they would have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, the real estate tax, because if you don't have any property tax, which sounds wonderful, I like that too, but then now your house is going to have a huge increase in real estate tax. Money has to come from somewhere.
Right. I'm not arguing with that. Yeah. Absolutely not. But yeah. I do want to say, as you probably already heard, is these are residential uses. Mm-hmm. The same thing happens whether they're there 2 nights, 2 weeks, 2 years, 20 years, even to the fact that you have property management companies who do both long-term rental, nightly rental, short-term rental, all under the same roof, because it's the same activities, just a different number of nights. Everybody brushes their teeth, makes a meal in the kitchen, has their family gathering in a living room. It's not renting a room or rooms individually. And that is what the state states, is room or rooms. And publicly served meals and drinks, which are not done.
Tyann,
yes.
And thank you for this. This is
absolutely.
We've heard a lot of people, and I still have not got this. I mean, we got huge flannel graphs yesterday, but we didn't get to take it home. So thank you for this. what, I mean, you've obviously put a lot of bandwidth into this.